Game 2 in Chicago for the White Sox and Royals. Kansas City would be quiet early in this game, but Salvador Perez would change that in the fourth as he came to the plate against Dylan Covey.
Hit well to left field, and it sails over Garcia, who didn't take a very good route. Eric Hosmer is going to be waved home. Anderson's long throw to the plate, and Salvador Perez with a double ties the game at one. Here's Mike Moustakas. Moose swings and lines it to center for a base hit. Salvi being waved around third, and the center fielder overran it. Salvi scores easily. Moose will settle for an RBI single, but the Royals take the lead. It's 2-1. Here's a ball shot down the left field line, and it is a home run. Racing for it was Willie Garcia. It just did clear the wall. That's out over the plate, and it's to left center field and all the way to the wall.
Clean them up.
Whit Merrifield hits a three-run double.
The Royals eventually pulled away from the White Sox on Saturday, picking up an 8-2 win in Chicago. They've taken the second game of the series and have won three of their last four. After the game, here's Royals skipper Ned Yost.
Got the pitch count up a little bit in the first inning, but after that got the pitch count right back down in the second, the third, and going into the fifth. I mean, I'm like, geez, man, this kid may be able to go eight tonight, you know, on a 85 pitch, you know, pitch count. So, but just a great job by Danny. Had it all working.
You said 85 pitch count for him?
Yeah, I mean, that was where we were taking him.
You're trying to steal a couple outs in the seventh with him?
So trying to. You know, he felt good when he came in, and it's like we weren't going to probably take him past Moncada. So, you know, once the first two guys got on, I'm thinking, okay, let's just bring Moylan, get an out, and we'll bring Scotty in and see where he's at, you know. And, man, he was equally – tonight, the two – I mean, all of our relievers did a great job. I mean, Moylan came in one pitch, hit the guy. But Scotty was 96-97 with a sinker. I mean, first pitch was a 95-mile-an-hour sinker. I looked at Dave and said, is that a slider? Because it had that much action to it. and then Herrera came in. That could be as good as Kells looked all year to me. And, I mean, just really banging the strike zone with all three of his pitches. Great velocity. And then Maurer, you know, eight-pitch inning came in, closing down, looked really, really good. So. It was a huge hit, a two-out strike. You know, he'd swung at two sliders and missed them by a foot apiece, it seemed like, and then, you know, got a pitch up and drove it in the gap. Was a huge hit for us at that point.
We talked earlier in the day about outs going the opposite way. We saw another example of that tonight.
Yeah.
It's got to be encouraging for you to see.
Well, just to see him, you know, raise his batting average the way that he has here, you know, this month of September. And you know, Eske with a couple more hits tonight, you know, he's hit over 300 in the last 85 games. So, you know, you got a little semblance of offense at the bottom of the order, which, you know, helps our team. You got anything, Shaggy?
What's the, you know, what you guys are still alive in a wild card race. What's the attitude? Just
we're still alive in the wild.
Just go out and win?
Yeah, we got to win. I mean, last night made the mountain we're climbing a lot steeper, you know. I wish we could have won that game last night, but, you know, Minnesota's, you know, got, you know, after, on I think on Monday they play Cleveland, who's totally on fire, and, you know, we just got to win. We just got to keep playing good and just find ways to win ball games and play it out to the end, and that's what our guys do.
In Sunday's rubber game, it's Lucas Giolito starting for the White Sox against Ian Kennedy of Kansas City.